Hello, and welcome to the highlights of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show at The 7. Thank you very much for downloading the podcast, available at the7.co.uk and theshropshirestar.com. Just with me, Neil Bentley, today. Carly seems to have run away, and I don't know where she's gone, but I'm sure she'll be fine. Anyway, what a week it has been. Another busy week on The Breakfast Show. We're giving away vouchers to the Pet Stop, the brand new pet store, and, of course, sledges each and every day through October. We've also had the cakes giveaway and the birthday flowers and lots of tickets to various different events to keep the kids entertained for half term. What are your plans for half term? We've been having a chat about that as well. Anyway, here are the highlights of this week's Breakfast Show with me, Neil Bentley.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
UB40, red, red wine. Morning, Shropshire. This is the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show. I was just reading this morning, actually, that apparently four of the original members of UB40 are now declared bankrupt.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I presume that leaves Ali Campbell, then, who's...
A little bit too much red, red wine.
Yeah, and has a little bit too much money, really.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Danny's in the studio.
Good morning.
Morning. Let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Graham Lasso, with us or sadly no longer with
us.
He's with us. Of course he is. Graham Lasso, the footballer, is 43 today. Rene Diff.
With us.
Rene Diff from Aqua. Do you remember Barbie Girl?
Yeah.
I'm a Barbie Girl.
Yeah, 44 today. Margot Kidder.
No longer with us.
Margot is 63 today, the original Lois from the Superman series.
Oh, right.
She starred alongside Christopher Reeve. Spring Byington.
No longer with us?
No longer with us. The actress would have been 118 today. Probably not said her name right at all there. Chris Kirkpatrick.
With us.
From NSYNC is 40 today. It is Eminem's birthday today. Question is, how old is Eminem?
If NSYNC man is 40, I'm going to go with 41.
A little bit younger, 39.
Is he?
Yeah, I know. So, Eminem, start acting your age. Right, it's Monday, October the 17th. It was today, back in 1986, that Barcelona was voted to host the 1992 Olympics, beating Birmingham.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
That's true.
It is indeed true. It is indeed true on many levels.
Just.
Yes, they did beat Birmingham. No, it wasn't just. Birmingham got 8 votes.
Oh.
Spain got the rest.
Okay, then.
Okay. Well, let's be realistic. Would you choose Birmingham over Barcelona? That must have been a tough decision. Who were the 8 people that voted for Birmingham? That's what I want to know.
Neil Bentley.
Have you ever seen the film Moulin Rouge?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I liked it. I was trying to...
concise.
Have I seen it?
Nicole
Hang on.
Kidman.
Yes, I'm just checking. Is the
Ewan
right
McGregor.
One. Yes, no, I like the singing.
Yeah, good songs.
Good songs.
I watched Moulin Rouge for the first time.
Really?
Which, I know, this
weekend. It's a long
this
time.
Weekend,
it's quite old.
It's 10 years old, that film. I know.
No, no.
Yeah,
that's
and
terrible.
You know what I'm like? I cried my eyes out.
You big girl.
I know, it's just brilliant. But at the end, the worst thing is, because I've had this, like, cold as well, so periodically through the film, even when I wasn't actually crying at it, I was just
oh nice.
So yeah, nice. So a brilliant film.
It
brilliant
is a good film.
In fact, I want to watch it again right now.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
It is almost wrong of me to make fun of Big Brother because I haven't been watching it, so I don't know how good it is. But then again, nobody's been watching
yeah.
it, so we'll just carry on anyway. But there's a twist in this week's Big Brother nominations. Anton and Jay have been sent into a secret crypt after being put up for eviction by their fellow housemates. As a reward for entering the secret room, they'll now have the power to change this week's nominations. Ooh, isn't this just the same stuff we've had
They've
year
They've done that
and
before, I'm
and...
sure they have.
I know. Can it's somebody not... tell Channel 5, get with the programme? They have done this before.
Leave it, Channel 5.
They've done it for about... They've done this about 5 times before, yeah. isn't it? It's not really that
yeah.
much of a twist.
No.
A secret room in the Big Brother house. That's like discovering...
I'm shocked, Neil.
I know, Carly. Calm yourself down.
I don't know how.
Calm.
I'm so shocked.
Neil Bentley.
Bruce is back in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not bad. Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
Right. Yeah, I like to check, make sure you're okay. Right, it's October the 18th. It's Carly Schroeder with us or sadly no longer with us?
With us.
Carly Schroeder is with us, 21 today. Bristol Palin.
with us.
Yes, yeah, Sarah Palin's daughter, and she was on, I think, their equivalent of Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah. Dancing with the Stars. 21 today. Martina Navratilova.
With us.
Their tennis star. She is 55 today.
I'm impressed how you got that out without stumbling.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, here's one for you. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
With us.
Yes, he is. Celebrates his 51st birthday today. Lottie Lenya.
No longer with us.
I miss Lottie Lanier. Sadly, no longer with us. Would have been 101 today, the theatre actress. Right, it is Zac Efron's birthday today. Star of High School Musical and other sort of things.
So he must be a teen, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, he must be 17, surely. No, he's not, surprisingly. How old is Zac Efron?
I'm going to go for 22.
24 today.
Oh, no way.
Yes, I know. Ridiculous. Right, it was today, October the 18th, back in 1991, that advertising tobacco products on UK TV was banned. Is that true, or have I made that up this morning?
I'm going to go for true.
I've made that up this morning.
Breakfast Podcast.
Ofcom have given the Royal Mail, or are going to give the Royal Mail, apparently freedom to choose their own price of stamps from now on. And a little bit more sort of, less restriction on how the system is operated.
Okay.
Sort of trying to help out, which is fine. But as you know, the Royal Mail are going through a bit of a tough time. That means that if they've got freedom, surely there must be some cap on how much a stamp could go.
You hope so.
First class stamp, £8.20.
Breakfast Podcast.
Soft Cell, Tainted Love. Hey, Shropshire, the sun is shining, but don't let that deceive you. It is pretty cold across the county this morning. Just wrap up. Maybe, I don't know, invest in a scarf as well. It seems like that time of year. Anyway, it's Tuesday morning, October the 18th. My favourite story of the day today is this one. It's in the Sun newspaper. It's about a Scrabble contestant, IT consultant Ed Martin. Who has been in a Scrabble final, a World Scrabble Championship. I'm already hooked about the story. Anyway, he faces being strip searched after being accused of cheating. What is it with sports? Why do we have to cheat? Even Scrabble. What do you have to do? Slip in a few extra, a few extra letters. Got a few consonants in his left pocket. Cheating. Obviously, we don't, condone cheating at all. That's very wrong. So, I'm not entirely sure what it's going to be. But there we go. So he maybe strip search to see if he's got any missing letters. Having said that, he's not taking any illegal, performance enhancers, like eating a dictionary.
Neil Bentley.
It's Tuesday morning, which, according to a study by Tesco's, means it's the worst day to start a diet. So if you are thinking at the moment, you're just packing your lunch ready for work today, which consists of some carrot sticks and a banana, because that's part of your new diet, don't do it. If you start a diet on a Tuesday, you will give up by the weekend.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with Tuesday?
What's right with Tuesday? apparently you will end up giving up by the weekend and, in fact, putting on more weight over the weekend because you'll be like, I can't do the diet, and eat lots of junk food.
Okay.
So there you go. So they're saying even if, the first of the month falls on a Tuesday and you say, right, next month, diet, don't do it. It doesn't actually say which is the best day to start a diet, but I'm going to say a week on Wednesday.
Fine.
That's when we'll do it.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Tears for Fears, everybody wants to rule the world. I know I do, Shropshire.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Oh, nobody wants to live in a world ruled by me. It will be just too much fun.
A dictatorship.
Yes. But not an evil dictatorship, like a comedy dictatorship.
That's not the worst.
Yeah, a bit like George W. Bush. Anyway, good morning. I'm joking. Wednesday, October the 19th. Let's see how well Bruce knows the celebrities today. We will start today with Peter Max with us, or sadly no longer with us, the artist.
With us.
74 today, you're right. Ty Pennington, the TV presenter from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. One of my favourite programmes ever. Yes, he is indeed. 47 today. Evander Holyfield.
With us.
The boxer is at 49. Jack Anderson.
No longer with us.
Newspaper columnist, sadly no longer with us, you are correct. Would have been 89 today. It is John Lithgow's birthday today. He's the actor from Third Rock and the Sun and Third Rock from the Sun and lots of other things as well. The question is, how old is John Lithgow?
67.
66 today. So close. Yet so far. October the 19th, today back in 1982, the Royal Mail started a week-long strike in the UK. Is that true, or have I made that up this morning?
I think you've made that up.
You are correct. Oh, I just made that up.
Neil Bentley.
We have just seen possibly the funniest and most ironic thing ever.
Yeah.
The Dale Farm eviction is taking place at the moment. Obviously, lots of anger and violence and things. But then somebody started a fire.
Yes.
The protesters have started a fire. The travellers have started a fire to stop the bailiffs getting in. Okay,
yes.
Fine. But you know, like, they've been spraying on all the caravans, you know, like... lady with a pregnant lady or whatever, or lady with two children, and you know, such and such a thing. Well, there was one caravan where they'd obviously sprayed on it a woman with difficulty breathing to stop the bailiffs moving it.
Yes.
And then set a fire right next to the
right
caravan
next to it.
With the woman in there that's got difficulty breathing. So then it had to move the caravan quickly. I know we shouldn't laugh, but we will do.
Yeah.
Just ironic.
Oh, dear.
Just ironic. Who decided that was a good idea to start that fire there? But anyway, so it's all cracking underway at the moment. So we'll keep you updated. Ruth's got another update for us in about 20 minutes.
Breakfast Podcast.
Bruce is in the studio. Morning.
Good morning.
This little riddle that we've launched with you. What is black when you buy it, red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away? Well done to Michael in Hadley, got it spot on yesterday. Kev in Sturchley to add to the list. What do you reckon, Bruce?
Is it something you would read?
No.
Is it something edible?
No.
Oh.
No.
Can I have a clue?
Another clue?
No.
No. A clue I did give you yesterday was I reckon it's something you have used this year.
This year.
More specifically, you and Dan.
Oh. I don't
have
know.
Have a think about it.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
We were trying to figure out who the singer was with Level 42. Now, for some reason, Ness had in her brain that it was some guy called Martin. I couldn't remember. Anyway, we Googled it and found out, after a great debate, that the singer with Level 42 is a guy called Mark King. And then she wasn't convinced. She was like, no, he's not. I was like, well, it must be. So we looked into it again. Yeah, Mark King, definitely the singer and bass player with Level 42. Anyway, this whole conversation developed into Ness then going, I don't like Level 42. And in fact, I don't like Mark King, because she's met him in the past. So, right, okay. So we've had this big conversation about Level 42. Putting that all to one side this morning, coming to the 7, I'm just recording bits and pieces, the music for the birthday file a little bit later on. Guess whose birthday it is today? That's right, Mark King, Level 42, 53 today. What are the chances? I'm obviously now going to have to wake Vanessa up with this information. Hey, Ness, guess what? Guess whose birthday it is? Let's send him a card. Mark King's birthday. Ah, yeah. Let's continue. 25 past 6, Madonna, my favourite song, Material Girl.
Neil Bentley.
Right, time for your silly statistic of the day this morning. So, I'm bringing Carly in on this one as well.
Hi there. Because
I've read some research this morning. Apparently, men have finally admitted that women... 67% of men have finally admitted that women are better than this of them. Kevin said, is it drivers? Is it like driving your car?
Yeah.
It's not that. Tracy in Shrewsbury's got this absolutely spot on. 67% of men have finally admitted that women, that's you, Carly Swain, are better at multitasking.
We knew that.
Well, we knew you knew that. But
everyone
we didn't.
Everyone knows that.
No.
Well,
apparently.
You can't do more than one thing at once.
Apparently.
For goodness sake.
Well.
No, you can't.
At the moment, as I'm talking, I'm rubbing my belly and patting my head.
Mm.
I think you're fine. Apparently 67% of men have finally admitted that now, that women are better at multitasking. That is true.
We've known it for ages.
It's all right. Stop going on.
Nah.
But yes, apparently one in four men admit that if they try and multitask, they just end up doing very little of anything.
Fail.
Do this. Sort the house out. Pick the kids up. Take them there. Book a holiday. No, nothing's got done. Instead, I didn't manage to record some on Sky Plus.
Breakfast Podcast.
First, let's see how well Bruce knows her celebrity birthdays. We'll start today with Susan Tully. With us, or sadly no longer with us?
With us.
She is now a film director, apparently. Used to be in Grange Hill.
Oh.
She's 44 today. Jim Sonefield.
No longer with us.
The drummer with Hootie and the Blowfish is 47. William Christopher, the actor from MASH.
With us.
He is 79 today. Timothy West, the actor.
No longer with us.
77
oh, no.
today. So close yet, so far. Ian Rush.
With us.
The footballer, Liverpool footballer, well, former Liverpool footballer, I should say, 50 today. Right, it is Snoop Dogg's birthday. The question is, how old is Snoop Dogg?
Oh, he's one of those. You cannot put an age on him. Yeah. He just looks the same. I'm going to go for 50.
He's 40 today, although I would have put him older than, I would have put him at 50.
Yeah.
Because he does look a bit old. Right, it was today, October the 20th, back in 1818, that Spain sold part of Florida to America for $5 million. Is that true, or have I made that up this
morning? I think you've made that up today. No, actually, I think it's true.
You can't change your mind.
It's because your face gave it away.
Face? I'm just looking at you.
True.
It's I'm going to look at you like a bit of a psycho now. You are right. It is true. Because of my face. What's that all about?
Neil Bentley.
Now, far be it from me to take sides with Heather Mills, but she's been sued by her former hairdresser for £50,000.
Okay.
David Miramonte, who charges £3,000 per cut, says she never paid him for work between 2005 and 2008, saying she could only pay him once the divorce had came through. Hmm. Now, you know, I don't know who's worse here, the fact that David Miramonte charges £3,000 to have your hair cut,
yeah,
or she's an idiot for not paying him. So I don't know which way to take sides there, but I think there's a moral to this story, isn't it? If you can't afford it, don't buy it.
Yes.
Or don't try and get divorced just so you can afford it. Mills.
Breakfast Podcast.
This is a brilliant story. Have you ever sent a message to somebody you're not supposed to? Or maybe, you know, I did this the other week. I sent my mum a text message that said she looked rather tasty.
Oh.
Wasn't meant for my mum. But I did anyway.
You've actually done that before.
I know. I know. That was actually meant for Ness, but never mind. So it can be the way. But anyway, a France's industry minister Eric Besson, who's 53, meant to say sent a private note to his girlfriend.
Okay.
He was 29 years younger than him.
Oh.
Saying something along the lines, you know, how gorgeous she was, etc., etc. You know, looking forward to a few nights away. He was sending this on Twitter. However, didn't send a private message, just posted it as his Twitter update.
Ah.
To all 14,000 followers.
Lovely. Well done.
A little bit red-faced this morning. So it proves that not all, you know, it's not just, you know, Liam Fox who's an idiot. Mm. It turns out ministers
spread
across the world, yeah, everywhere can make these mistakes.
Neil Bentley.
A host of celebrities have entered the Big Brother house for Paranormal Activity 3 premiere. I know, bear with me on this one. The new film is out. They're showing it in the Big Brother house. I know. Kate Price, Dane Bowers and Michelle Heaton and some of the Made in Chelsea cast mingled with the housemates. So
what?
When I said a bunch of celebrities, really, I meant Kate Price and some other people.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Bruce is in the studio.
Good morning.
It's Friday already.
I know. It has gone really fast this week.
It's crazy. Yesterday, I had the Friday feeling. This morning, I'm just like, what? Oh, is it a Saturday feeling? I'm not too sure.
I hope not.
No. I'm going back to bed. Right, let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Dizzy Gillespie. With us or sadly no longer with us?
With us.
Dizzy Gillespie, the jazz legend, sadly no longer with us. Would have been 94 today. Celia Cruz.
With us.
Celia Cruz, a Latin Afro-Cuban singer, is 86 today. Carrie Fisher.
With us.
55. Princess Leia, of course, from the Star Wars movies. Oh, where's my list gone? Jay Jagger.
With us.
Of course, daughter of Mick and Bianca Jagger, 40 today. Right, it is Steve Cropper's birthday. He's a guitarist with Booker T and the MGs.
I thought he was on Coronation Street.
No, that's Roy Cropper. And that's a character's name. Question is, how old is Steve Cropper?
Oh, 54.
70 today. He loves you. It was today, October the 21st in 1945, that in France, women were allowed to vote for the first time. Is that true, or have I made that up this morning?
I am true.
It is indeed true. Well done, Bruce.
Breakfast Podcast.
Frankie Boyle has actually made a very good point today in his column in the Sun newspaper about the fact that Liam Fox's job has been taken by Philip Hammond. Okay, so the Defence Secretary is now Philip Hammond.
Yes.
Who used to be in transport,
yes.
The transport minister, which is fine. The Defence Secretary's job is obviously to protect us as the UK from the rest of the world.
Well...
Whereas last year, Philip Hammond couldn't protect us from 3 inches of snow.
No.
Which pretty much brought the country, as it does every year, to a grounding halt. So, tough times ahead.
Yeah.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.